Brown County Board of Commissioners.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you bow with me for a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day once again, for the beautiful sunshine and this winter day. We pray for those who are suffering from the wars and we know of in this world, particularly in between Israel and the Hamas, between Ukraine and the Russians. There are so many innocent people that suffer and die through these things. We take no stand in between except for the people that are suffering, whether they be warriors or just civilians. And Father, we pray that you'd be with all those in positions of government in our country, that they might do their job, that according to the Constitution, we pray that things would be brought together, that some of the division might be done away with, that trust and respect might be restored in our government. And Father, we pray especially in this hour for this meeting and for those who make decisions here today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Any additions or changes to the agenda?
Yeah, we'll do the minutes here.
I think we have any. Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. So, moving to the claims and minutes and claims. Got a chance to look at those?
A couple of these. Yeah. I got to see the majority of them the other day. But then this one is new, and I'm just noticing a litigation total here of $2,167.50. Mm-hmm. I don't quite know what that involves.
That was litigation. We took it out of the money. It was actually, hold on, who has it here? I can go downstairs and get the claim.
Well, we can just pass it contingent that there's a claim.
It is a claim. It is. It's some questions that you had asked, a question that I had asked, and a couple questions that Laura had asked.
Okay, this contingent of you.
We didn't have any legal, so we took it out of the litigation because it's considered legal too.
Okay. The other thing was this rural transit access grant. It appears $19,123.
That's our pass-through account. That's what she came here for the other day and had you. She is in Kim Robinson.
It's a pass-through account. It's not costing us anything.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll go ahead and make the motion contingent that I just review the claim, the written claim.
Okay. Before we go further, I have a question or two also about the claims.
Okay.
So just hold that.
Yes, sir.
Very good. The Helmsburg Regional Sewer District, first up on the list, $700 for Reedy Financial Group. Is that coming out of our general fund, or should that be coming out of
Helmsburg? That's coming out of their ARPA fund.
Part of the ARPA?
That's part of their...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's part of their ARPA allocation. And just out of curiosity, under travel expense, coming out of their 1,000 account, one of the people down at the county extension service had travel expense of $1,407. You know what that a lot of travel seems like. I don't know.
I don't have any explanation for that because I don't do many things, but that's what her claim said. So I know that they are required to do multiple trainings. They have to travel all over Brown County even just to go look at different soil
and water. One of them has
smaller than the whole year.
We hadn't received anything from her before.
Like for the whole year?
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it's probably legit. I saw that big number. And for one of them, a lot smaller than the other one. It's probably fine. Yeah. That's for the year, certainly. Okay. We have a motion for the claims.
Yeah, I just contingent on the, see the written claims. I know what it is.
Okay.
I don't think there's a problem with it. I just would like to view the claim.
Okay.
So I need to know whether I need to shut my mouth or not, because it looks like it's costing me every time I open it.
I don't think so. I have a motion, I hear a second.
I'll second that.
Motion second, any discussion? Otherwise, all in favor of approving claims as presented, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. And the minutes from our last meeting, I had a chance to read those through, seem to be accurate.
Works for me.
Okay.
Motion approved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Motion the second to approve these minutes as presented, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving right along. Highway Department, I think we have some bids for our annual supplies.
Yes, that's what I painted you right before the meeting, is the summary, the kind of same format I've done in years past. So if you go to the first page, you'll see, kind of gives you a history, which gives us a better idea of how things are, inflation is impacting a lot of things. So to start with on the culverts, Civilcon, who is our main supplier for the metal pipes, actually gave us a, instead of doing their detailed bid, they just gave us a letter, a certified letter, that they would hold their 2023 prices with no increases, which is unusual in this market. So the new prices are what I've highlighted in red for various sizes of pipe, our typical size pipes. So you can see them compared to three other bidders. They're still the lowest ones, so we'll use those. When I get through at the end, I'll give you the recommendation. So at the bottom of the page, the HP Storm is that gray, it's a modified plastic pipe, a heavy-duty pipe, smooth liner pipe that we use some.
Just for a comment here, I noticed that 23 and 24, they've held the price, but it's actually less than it was in 22.
Yes.
On Stearns.
Yes, that's when, that was kind of at the end of some of the COVID stuff, when the metal supplies got in short demand and spiked.
Okay.
So we're back to typically what we were around 2020 and 2021.
Okay, good.
Which is good.
Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, no problem. So our HP pipe is the gray smooth wall pipe. On the next page, the salt we do is part of the statewide one, Indiana, which combines counties, cities, towns, and some for NDOT. And they bid it statewide with the hopes that it will reduce the cost. But as you can see this year, last year we had a, well, from 21, 20 and 21 stayed about the same. 22 dropped a little bit. 23 went up 3.5%. This year's bid went up 11.85% for salt. So I did a rough number this morning and calculated based on our percentage of salt sand mix and the average truckload. Every day that we're out on the road is typically costing us just for the salt sand, the fuel in the trucks, and basic labor is costing us about $25,000 a day every time we have snowflakes hit the road. So if people think the roads aren't clear enough, that adds up in a hurry.
It's 55 today, so
we don't have to worry about that. That's exactly right. Amen. Okay, at the bottom of the page is our asphalt materials, the FOB, which is if we pick up hot mix at the plant. They pretty much stayed the same, or actually went down just a little bit. We don't use a lot of that material. Basically, we use more of the cold mix for patching and then our spray patcher. Cold mix on the next page, they actually, Milestone held the price. E&B and O'Mara went up some. And the reason why we'll typically accept all of those, because sometimes it depends on inventory, especially in the wintertime. A couple of years in the past, we had a hard time. Bloomington didn't have anybody to plant, so we ended up having to go to a different supplier. On our crushed stone aggregates, you can see typically they're all up about 50 cents a ton across the board from all the suppliers, 50 cents plus. And then on the next page for our sand, sand has become a, believe it or not, a real in-demand commodity, especially with all the interstate work they're doing. We're like on 65 when they did all concrete pavement. E&B actually went over and bought out the Columbus plant, sand plant, just so they had a guaranteed sand supply to do the interstate work. So when they did that, they doubled their price on sand for all the counties.
Is it Nugent's place?
No, the old county materials, they were south on 11.
Okay, yeah.
So E&B owns that now, the old county materials plant. which was part of Lee's Ready Mix originally. Nugent did not even bid on the north side, so IMI has taken over. Now IMI is, which IMI and EMB are both out of the same parent company. So they've taken over the old Columbus and the Brownstown plant. So we have the option of Rogers at Morgan County or Shelby Materials north of Columbus. And last couple of years, we've been getting it out of Shelby. The trucking, usually in the wintertime, if our equipment has the V-boxes in it, we'll hire trucking, which they can deliver a lot quicker. So we've been using Wagler's all the time in the past. Actually, Young's bid it this year, which they had not bid in a while. But we use contract trucking to bring sand in. Then on the following page, well, I guess that was actually for aggregates. So on the following page at the top is actual trucking for the sand, which is will be between Young's and Wagler's. And then at the bottom of that page is our fuel prices, and that's one of the only good things is the fuel being down. But the way we contract that out so we don't get hit with a overly inflated yearly price is every time we order fuel, the price that they give us is whatever the rack, what they call the rack price at the refinery, whatever the rack price is on that day, plus they get 9 cents a gallon to deliver it. So the day we bid it, the premium diesel rack price was at $2.64 without taxes. We actually pay an additional 55 cents in tax for what we use on road, and then we do not have to pay taxes on what we use in the equipment, the off-road, so all of what's in the trucks.
Let me ask you a question about that, just to clarify my own mind. Do we pay any federal tax on that diesel fuel?
No.
No federal?
We just pay the state.
Just state, okay. And you get that fuel and it's clear or red?
We get the dyed fuel. The dyed fuel. Yeah, okay. So it's marked as off-road, and then we pay monthly, we pay off our computer system. It tracks every gallon that we use. So then we go back and divide out what's on-road, what's off-road. And then we have to submit a form to the state on how much that we pay, and then monthly make a payment, which usually adds up to somewhere between $500 and $1,200 a month in state tax.
So if you get stopped on the side of the road and they pull a sample out and it's red, you're okay?
Because we've got the tax receipts where we've paid it.
Yeah.
Yes.
If and a private person does that, they're in trouble.
Right. And
that indicates it's not road tax.
Right. And the Department of Revenue has the option that they can walk in any time and audit fuel for any supplier.
Gotcha. Thank you.
So then on our unleaded, we actually specify a non-ethanol version of the unleaded because it works better in the chainsaws and small engines and runs cleaner for the Sheriff's Department if they have a lot of idle time. We have less issues with it than what we do on the blended fuel.
Theoretically, you get a little better mileage, too, with no ethanol.
A little more responsive.
So you can get that same fuel out of an all bone.
Yeah.
It has no ethanol in it. They don't advertise it, but it's secret.
Same supplier. So that gives us, right now, based on our December bid price, that will make our fuel roughly $3.19 for diesel and $2.87 for unleaded, the premium unleaded. So we really get the bargain. Usually our unleaded price is a quarter or so below pump. Our diesel price is usually where we get the bargain. You know, a lot of times we're $1 a gallon under pump price on diesel. And then the rest of all of our supplies, like our tires, we get a standard federal discount on all of our tires anyway, no matter where we buy them. So it's just a matter of what our service calls are. And then our other parts supplies with, you know, any of our other vendors or like special parts through CAT or MAC or John Deere, we just buy those straight from the actual supplier, dealer. And a lot of other things, just like the other day, I picked up two fuel filters for the grader. Combined, the two fuel filters was $16. That's as cheaper as what you can buy them at a parts store, and they come straight from the dealer. So we don't have any warranty issues using their name brand filters. So based on that summary, what we typically do is I would make the recommendation that we accept all the bids, and then we use the best available supplier at the time that we need it, whether it's price or availability, because sometimes like tires, you know, one supplier might be Goodyear, one might be Firestone, and depending on who has the actual tire that we need, we run into that like the tractors and the graders. Sometimes I can get them, sometimes I can't. So this way we have at least a couple options for each vendor. So I would make the recommendation to you guys, if you would go ahead and accept all of those bids, as to where we could use them in the calendar year 2024.
The bids that are over there, are they, they're not included in what you're saying right now?
That is what's on this summary.
Okay.
All this package that came in at the last meeting.
Wasn't there the one, is that the one that's got something to do with the tires?
That is.
Open or something, or was it?
Yes, and I cleared that with the county attorney, and he was okay with it because of the wording. And actually, those fall under that federal pricing on the tires anyway. So it actually, on our notice to bidders, it said to deliver the bids either to the meeting or to the auditor's office. And it actually did not have the wording of it needed to be in a sealed envelope. So on future bids, we'll make sure that that's in there. It's in our construction wording. So we'll make sure on the annual from now on that it actually says to deliver them in a sealed envelope. So if there's not any question.
You guys good? I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve the bids.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
And aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you.
What else can you tell us? Anything else that you can tell us important? Or?
No, on the short round of meetings, nothing other bigs come up, so we're good until the next meeting.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Which is the 27th?
Yes.
At 2 o'clock.
Was it 6?
Yeah.
6.
6, huh? 6, I'm sorry, 6, yeah. It's our second meeting, so.
Well, that's what they said, to make it 6, because we didn't have a 6 o'clock meeting yet this month.
Yeah.
Okay, so we changed it from 2 to 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess it'll be a third meeting, but try to have one meeting at 6 o'clock.
Y'all so fast, I'm just trying to keep up.
Me too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up on the agenda is a new job description for human resource coordinator / office assistant. And you should have all received a copy of that, had time to look at it. And we just today need to approve that, and then it will go to county council to see if they'll fund it. And come first of the year, then that's the program. So, have any discussion, comments, or questions?
I want to be as careful and quick with this as I can. I don't mean to open up any wounds. Legal, are you up there? Hello, is Barnes and Thornburg there?
Mike is not available, I believe, but he has a compatriot that is supposed to be with us today.
Huh?
He's muted, hold on.
Well, I don't need the legal opinion, I just...
He does have a legal opinion.
Huh? Not that. Okay. That's what I said about opening an old wound up. I want to keep this simple. We don't need him to give us a legal opinion. He can get it back later. It's just that when the commissioner office decided to restructure the commissioner office, and the letter that you produced didn't have a date on it. I'm just asking if it should be dated. It had the date when it went into effect, but it didn't have the date that it was signed. I think that was November the 6th.
They signed it in the meeting, and they read it in the meeting. Yeah.
Okay, they signed it in the meeting, and we didn't take a vote on it. So, is that proper procedure? And that's it. I would just like to get something from legal saying that that's proper and... Moving on. As far as the job description, I'll let you guys carry that.
This is just a letter. They recommended what they wanted to do to the council.
Didn't have to be voted on. I got what Mike said that day.
Yeah.
That the commissioners absolutely had the right to restructure their office.
Yeah.
I got that. But with the letter asking for certain things, I was... just wondering if there should have been a vote on it or not. I don't need the answer right now. They can send it later.
I don't believe there did need to have a vote on it, because it's just a matter of a letter that they're recommending.
Did it need dated?
It has to be voted on by council.
Yeah, it's voted on by the council.
Yeah, but it didn't need a date when it was signed? Just put that into question and moving on.
Yeah, okay.
I'll let you guys handle the job.
Yeah, and last meeting, of course, we had to tune it up a little bit. There was some, verbiage that needed to be cleared up, and we got that all done here. And as far as the description, this just goes to feeling like that we're making the whole department more efficient. And that's where we're at on that.
For a signature, there's no signatures required on the job description.
I know that's the case there.
Okay, so you guys had a letter that you read here, and you signed it in the meeting.
To the council.
To the council.
Yeah, the job description's not a contract, it's just an offer.
That's right, okay.
And it don't have to be voted on, other than to approve the job description.
You guys have to vote it on, approve the, correct.
Approve the job description.
So, there was not a date on it, but there was a date, it was dated the minute that you guys read it in this meeting, in the minutes, and in the recordings, and in the audio. And you signed it in the meeting, so it was signed in the presence of Julia to attest, so.
Well, it shows date written in August, and then date revised was December.
That day?
So.
No, I'm talking about the letter that he's referencing.
Okay, I got you.
It didn't have a date on it.
Okay.
Okay. I still know we need to read this in open public meeting. It's available to everybody, like, look at it.
There's a, go ahead.
Everything's public record here, so.
Yeah, it's not stated specifically in here, because it says that basically they have to abide by all laws, state and federal. But it don't say anything about HIPAA, which if it's all inside of there, that's probably fine.
It is.
It's just that, HIPAA's not in there, but it probably qualifies under all the other verbiage on laws, state and federal. The only thing we probably need to be careful of is before they ever go in the office, they probably should have their HIPAA certification. So they're going to be viewing sensitive information. Just one little thing.
We have training.
Okay, I think I'm ready for a motion.
I motion to accept this job description as presented before us today.
So here's a second. Hearing none, I'll second the motion. Any discussion? You have to come to the microphone. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes.
I won't be that long. My name is Diane Davern. I work in the assessor's office, and I just wanted to make a statement to the commissioners. I'm disappointed in your decision to cut the HR person from a pay grade 14 to now to be an assistant to your assistant at the pay grade of 10. Why does your assistant even need an assistant? This is a very manipulative on your part, and when you made this decision, I have lost all faith in two of our commissioners and your ability to do what's right and good for this county. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Alrighty, thank you very much. Moving right along. We have the Treasurer Board of Finance meeting over stale dated checks, which I have an extensive list, it looks like.
Yes. Okay, so I need you to suspend your commissioner's meeting.
Yes.
Yes. Our meeting will be suspended as we have the Treasurer make a presentation to the board.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Ann Bond, your treasurer.
Hello.
I'm just going to call the Board of Finance meeting to order.
If I remember correctly, Ron, you are the secretary?
Yeah, you said something about minutes.
So Sandy, I think, did the minutes for you.
Right.
From the Board of Finance meeting that we had earlier in the year.
Oh, well, good. Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah.
Save me again.
Yeah, so I'm just coming to you because we need to clean up some of our stale data checks from our last audit with State Board of Accounts. It's one of the things they asked. They didn't put it in a write-up or anything. They just verbally told me that we need to get those cleaned up before the end of the year. So for me to do that, and I learned something new, I had to call a Board of Finance meeting and get it approved through that. So I'm bringing that to you guys there. I think Jerry has a printout there.
Yeah.
It's a total of $15,137.86. So there's multiple checks. The way it works is the checks will be received back into the fund that they came out of. There are some checks that the fund is no longer in use because part of these checks were from our Harris. When we changed software to LOW, we stopped using some of those funds, created new ones. If the fund is no longer in use, it will go back into the general fund. So the printout that you have is the amount for each fund. Doug and I will be working on this. Doug and the auditor's office will be working on this to get this done before the end of the year. So I guess I just need to ask if anyone would make a motion.
Is that, would you say $15,137.86?
Yes.
So what's, that seems like an awful lot of checks to not get cashed.
Well, some of these checks are back to 2013, 14, 2008. They've just not been cleaned up for a good long while, and it's overdue in time. I think the most recent is 21, so it will clean us up through. It'll be easier to stay on top of it and do this at least once a year.
Did I hear you correctly? You said that they'll go back into the fund they come out of, and if that fund's been dissolved, then they go in the general?
Yes. So there is a, I don't know if you've got to see it or not, but Jerry had it. The amount that's going into the general fund is $4,904.70. And then there's multiple other funds that...
One more time on the number.
That's the total
we'll go back into the general fund.
Wait a minute.
49, 47. I have a question.
Where I got it was from Doug.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of checks that I've gotten from companies and government agencies and so forth has a statement on there. This check is void if not cashed within.
Yeah, I think.
Do we have that on our checks?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Yeah. What's the time limit on that?
He would ask me. I think it's 60 days, but I cannot swear to that.
Well, that'll be good then.
Yeah.
I make a motion we approve it.
All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. You got that, Sandy?
Got it.
Okay, good. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? No. All right. Thank you. Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Just in general?
I guess if you want to chat, we can chat. No.
I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And at that point, we will resume the commissioner's meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
What was the additions to the agenda?
I don't think we have any.
Don't have any?
No.
So we move past that?
So that's done. We next go to possible change order from DLZ. If someone would like to explain this, maybe to the public.
Let me try. See if I can pull it together. Okay. We've not talked about this in a public meeting because there were some issues. We have a solution. Is it perfect? Probably not. But it is a solution. They come up with a change order when they did the courthouse. The change order amounted to $24,575. What that was for was an extra approximately 2.5 feet in height. We received the added value on that. We've not paid them though. The contractor's having to pay that out of his pocket. There was some discussion back and forth with DLZ. And as of yesterday, this is what they have proposed. If we pay the $24,575, they will do the study for the Brown County Prosecutor Office building study. They'll do the study for the Brown County Law Enforcement Center, the HAVAC study. And I didn't want to tie this to this, but it is going to be tied to it because we had to find the money somewhere to pay for this. The Brown County Probation Study, where Community Corrections would be moving down there. They estimated those three studies to be in the value range of $27,000 to $28,000. They're offering to do the studies at no fee if the county will pay for the change order. Let me reiterate, we did get the added value. I'm going to read this one paragraph back here. And it says, the fee. DLZ will provide the studies for no fee. In consideration for which the county releases all claims for damages and related expenses it currently believes it may have against DLZ regarding DLZ's services for the Brown County Courthouse renovation project, including all claims regarding erroneous field measurements. Because basically they're saying the 2.5 feet got missed. But we got the 2.5 feet. So, may not be perfect. The other thing that I'll clear up while I'm at it is during the last meeting, I said something about a change order for $1,341. And then I realized that that change order was inside of the $24,575. So, we made a correction last time on that. So, I guess I'm open to discussion from either one of you.
Okay. You have anything?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to talk frankly about the situation. I don't know. I guess if somebody wants to complain or stop me or sue me, go ahead. But what happened here was, folks, that DLZ made a mistake. When they drew up the plans for the courthouse addition, they missed the height of the building by 2 feet and 8 inches. It was started purely as a mistake the DLZ made in drawing up the plans. However, it was put out to bid as they presented it without the 2.5 feet apparently included in it. And the contractors bid on it as it was presented. Yes, I have been informed that probably it should have been double-checked by the bidders before they put their bid in to make sure the height of the building was correct, because we're talking about more bricks, more blocks, more mortar, possibly more piping, wiring, etc. Because the building is actually 2 feet 8 inches higher than what DLZ presented it to the bidders. And they have come up with this price of $24,575 difference to complete the construction because they miscalculated the height of the building. I am of the opinion that this is a mistake that DLZ made. We are not getting anything more for our money than what we expected to get to begin with. We expected the building to look just like the pictures, to be the height that it It was shown. We trusted their calculations. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a draftsman. I'm not an architect. I'm not anything. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I've told you this before. I'm just a Brown County person. But I trusted this company, which is a good company and a company with a good reputation. They've done work for us before. But we all make mistakes. As I've said many times, that's why we put erasers on pencils. I've made a lot of mistakes. I ran a business for 30 years myself, and occasionally me or my men made a mistake. One time I personally made a fuel delivery, and I backed in the driveway, and I knocked the customer's tank over, and fortunately it was empty, but I had to buy him a new tank. I had to go out and set it for him, plumb it up, and make everything right. I did not ask this customer to fix it himself, and then I would give him 10 cents a gallon off per gallon until we worked off the cost of the repairs. He needed a tank now. He didn't, and he didn't have the money to pay for it. So it was obvious to me that this was my problem. I created it. I did it. It was my responsibility to fix it, no matter what cost. And that's kind of the way I feel about this project. And I'm also a little concerned that an arrangement, I would call it, was communicated to me recently between myself and President and the Vice President of DLZ is completely different than what they offered Ron. And I'm a little upset about that. I don't know why they didn't come to the Board of Commissioners instead of trying to deal with me or trying to deal with Ron. I don't think they hit you up, but I don't think it was handled real well. I don't want to create any hard feelings more than we have to. I'd like to be able to use them in the future if we choose to do so. But my problem with this arrangement is they're wanting us to pay almost $25,000 in exchange for these studies that they are going to do on the prosecutor's office, their reconfiguration of the current courthouse, and the air conditioning units on the jail. Well, first of all, at this point in time, we don't have the money to do any of those projects. If we do those projects, we will have to borrow money to do it. There's no assurance that we can borrow the money. There's no assurance that we will do those projects. So I don't want to spend money for something that may or may not happen in the future. Yes, at some point in time, if we decide to build a new prosecutor's office, we might need their services. But I'm not willing to pay for it right now because the county is trying very hard to be solvent, to be in the black, and your county council and your commissioners have worked very hard all summer to come up with a budget that would look like should instead of what we've been doing in the past, which we've been running in the red, essentially. I know this is not going to be palatable to them, but it was palatable to me to have to buy a new tank and take it out and fix a mess I made. So I'm not in favor of accepting either one of these deals with DLZ. I think they should cover the cost of their own mistake, and we'll go forward from there. I will not hold it against them. I will not give them any preference or non-preference in future work. I'd love to continue with them, but you make a mistake, I think you should fix it yourself and not try to get somebody else to help you cover it. That's my opinion. Free to talk, Commissioner.
I'd be amenable to maybe putting this off till next meeting and giving you time to talk to DLZ and say what happened to the deal that you thought you made up at the conference when you met in a closed door session with the president of the company. So, I mean, if you could get to the bottom of that, that might go a long way to rectifying a situation. Like you said, we don't want to.
Did you make a motion?
I'm in the process of it.
Nobody has been motion yet.
So, that's what my suggestion is, that we table this until next meeting and give Jerry a chance to get with Mr. Ratz there and see what happened to that deal that they thought they had, that they you know, he was going to bring to you at that point. And in the meantime, they came up with something completely different. So if you could see the new deal.
I believe that.
And I don't want to make a decision today without talking to them. I want to make sure that we have an understanding. I want them to know where I'm coming from, where the commissioners are coming from, and they can tell me where they're coming from. But I've not been actually officially approached by them about any of this matter. I've not received any emails, only received what Ron forwarded to me. Okay?
Maybe I can clear up a little bit. Maybe. I believe your offer was verbally.
Yep.
This offer is in writing.
Yep.
And I believe in your offer, they was only going to do the prosecutor office.
Yep.
And in this offer, they're willing to do the jail, which I think it was, what, $640,000, $670,000 on the air seat units alone. Plus there's some electrical. But the jail's complicated. It's going to take more than that to do it. So they're basically offering two more studies above the deal that you believe they offered you. I presented this. I didn't get this.
A lot more money.
I didn't get this until yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had Melissa send it to Barnes and Thornburg. We hadn't got a reply.
Yeah.
We have identified where the money will come from to pay for it. Yeah. That goes back to where I was saying I really didn't want to tie the probation study to it, but in order to pay for it, we had to use that money, plus we'll have to have money approved by the 18th. As we don't get the money approved by the 18th, we can't approve it by the 27th, because the council won't be meeting again, correct?
No, they'll have one more meeting on the 29th.
So they'd have
one. 28th, sorry.
They have one the day after our meeting, which is that going to be too late to get the additional appropriation?
You won't need an additional appropriation.
Okay, let me back up. This is getting a little. Okay. We've identified the money. We don't need an additional appropriation.
It's already in a fund that was.
So we could approve
capital
this.
Capital improvement.
We could approve this today and pay for it.
Correct. Okay. And the other part of the fund was coming out of a buildings line that's current in this budget.
Okay, I'm going to take the chance of getting shot down here since the motion wasn't made. Did you make a motion?
What I was going to do in the middle of all that was finish it with the motion. What I'm saying is there's just enough confusion that
right.
I feel like that if they can get together, we might be able to come up with something that everybody's happy with. And so that's my hope. So my motion was going to be to table this until our next meeting and give President Pittman and Mr. Ratz a chance to get over and say, what part of this? Now, I realize it's verbal, but, you know, you got to be able to communicate effectively, and I feel like that they had come to an agreement that would have been okay. Now, and the other two things, Ron.
Let me clarify. It was an offer made to me. There was no agreement, verbally or otherwise.
Right.
I said I would take it under advisement, that I wouldn't make the final decision because it's a decision that would have to be of the board.
Can I go for a second?
Yes.
I think it should be all three of you talking to them, not just one. You should all be in agreement at the same time, and you should all know everything at the same time.
But, you know, that's sometimes it's not as realistic as you'd like to have it because, you know, people are gone and you know, what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I get in a perfect scenario, that's exactly right. But it's
I think
perfect
due to
situation.
The amount of money we're talking about, the gravity of the situation, that would definitely be preferable for them to meet, their representative of the company meet with us three. I'll drop whatever I'm doing to make it happen as far as that's concerned. But, you know, we don't know when they can do it. We don't know for sure right now when anybody else can do it.
Right. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, if you felt like you're getting $28,000 worth of studies here, would be great. But then again, as Jerry pointed out too, we're not sure how far along we are towards some of these. So if it's going to be an indefinite period before we get to that, you know, I mean...
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not arguing.
I want to stay on good terms with DLZ. They've been a good vendor for us for a long time, and we're not trying to...
That's fine.
You know, get out of paying our...
Technically, you can do a walkthrough in on the courthouse today and see what they're worth. They're that close to...
They're about done, yeah.
And...
I haven't had any problem with anything they've done so far. I know you had a little issue with the roof, but...
Yeah. Okay, so you're in the process of making a motion?
Yeah, I would move that we table this till next meeting.
Let me just say that, to kind of clarify things, they're offering to give us the value of $28,000 for us actually paying out cash of $24,575.
True. But
and the other part of that I want to finish with is I don't know that we need a study to replace the air conditioners on top of the jail. We know how old they are. We know which ones have failed. We know somewhat what it's going to cost us to do it. Why should we pay some outside firm to study that when we've got that figured out ourselves
there's
already?
There's a reason why. Well, what was explained to me was those units that are on top of that jail are not just...
AC units.
Right. They're not just AC units that you go plug in and turn on and set, and that's the way it is. They're all electronically, they speak to each other. And they speak throughout the whole jail and all the different air systems. If you were to, one, buy them in separate like components, like we're going to buy these four this time and these three the next and then one another time, they may not all talk to each other like they're supposed to. Electronically. So when you have a company come in and do a study, it gives you an idea of what all needs to be repaired, the whole units as one, removing them because it's not like they can just pick them up and chuck them over the side of the building. They have to be all moved with cranes, as I'm sure you know that. And then the whole top of it has to be sealed because we have issues up there with that. And then they all have to be replaced. The study gives us numbers and the opportunity to be able to have other companies look at the studies and take the bids. That is why they say they recommend that we do a study. Because I asked that question too, because I feel like there are drawers upon drawers upon drawers of studies that we have paid probably millions over the years, and I'm not talking just the last two or three, I'm talking years, that we never used. So I totally get the reason why would we do a study? So I just think that the studies probably do need to be done, but they need to be done when you're ready to do them.
I think Ron's done a great job of trying to come to some kind of agreement here.
He's gone beyond this call of duty. I appreciate that. Trying to work something out, but right now I'm not in favor of the deal that they've offered us.
That's fine. The other thing is I thought that we were getting ready to do some bonds and some loans.
If you do the bonds, then you
need
the
studies. We have to have the studies to do it.
To do the bonds, because you have to prove, because remember that we're doing bonds this time, though, will be with an individual bank instead of putting them out for bid. Because it's less expensive that way. The bonds are better funded that way. So in order to do that, Barnes and our Baker Tilly, Caitlin has advised us to do the studies. So her thought was, do the studies, then put out your RFPs, get in the companies, have everything ready to roll out whatever you're going to do as far as financing, and then be ready to rock the minute that they're finished, because what has happened to us in not just us, other people in the past, whenever the supply companies all raised their prices on lumber and no one was expecting that, and there was like a low between bids and building, we didn't have enough money to finish what we needed to do, that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, if we're going to have if we are going to do these studies, if sometime in the near future, I'm not saying, you know, trash can this thing yet. I'm just saying I'd like to have that conversation that they had revisited, and then we can have this back in. And it may be, if we are going to legitimately get $28,000, you know, in that value for paying the bill that they say they want us to pay, it might be worth it. If we don't pay that, and then we'd have to wind up paying the $28,000 anyhow, you know, it's going to be a wash anyway.
Yeah.
They didn't give you a breakdown, did they? It was just a lump sum to the three.
Yeah, the other thing I'd like to add, is I've been working on that since, I believe, November the 6th. And it was tied into what was handed off to me about locating the AC and figuring all that out.
I appreciate you climbing up on that roof, because I won't.
That was just in the job description. Anyway, that was tied to, you know, trying to move forward. Yeah, it's cool out now. There's 22 weeks out on the AC units at least, if you order them, and you'll be lucky if you get them. So we're looking at, even if we was to get the loan January 1, you're 22 weeks out, which we're not going to get at January 1. This is going to be a process. It's going to be ongoing. But I'm perfectly fine with you making that motion, since you made the motion first. You're waiting on a second.
Well, let me just say this. I'm not really comfortable making a decision either way today.
That's fine.
I'm not necessarily in favor of their proposition, but on the other hand, I do not want to make a decision and finalize our position with them without talking to them.
That's fine.
You know, so I think either way, I don't want to make that decision today. If I were forced to make it today, I would not accept that. But I'd certainly like to talk to them, because I hate to find out through the grapevine that somebody's made a decision that affects me financially in the matter of $25,000, and a person never even talked to me about it seriously. And yeah, we've had a little conversation, but it was off the cuff. It was on personal time, and nothing in writing. This isn't writing, I understand. So I'm happy to table this on the next meeting, and I want to set up a meeting with BLC, and we'll sit down and we'll come to an agreement, whether it's likable or not, whether it's the end of our relationship or not, but we will come to an agreement. And I hope we can all be happy. Okay. So you have a motion to make.
You did.
And I did make a motion.
Okay. Motion, do I hear a second? Hearing none, I'll second your motion to table until our next meeting, which in fact will be on
December 27th.
7th at 6 p.m. in the evening.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Moving on, we have, I think, one thing left. We need to talk a little, just briefly, about the eclipse, which was, God has scheduled this to happen on April the 8th, 2024, and Brown County is pretty much smack dab in the line of totality, something that I've never seen in my lifetime here, never seen anywhere, actually. So, but we've been advised by knowledgeable people who were involved with the last total eclipse, which happened in Missouri and Kentucky, that we could expect 60 to 250,000 people to come to Brown County that weekend and that day to observe the total eclipse.
Gridlock, basically. Yeah.
So we had a meeting with EMA the other day, and it's quite a formidable task to try to figure out how to handle such an influx of people. Law enforcement, medical services, I mean, just the logistics of gasoline, food, transportation. I mean, there's a ton of things that just get completely sideways when you have that kind of number of people coming into a small area. Parking is a big, big issue. We can't just let people come in and just park all over creation. You've got to have control.
Well, they said that their biggest thing in Louisville was the environmental impact because of the litter.
Yeah.
The amount of trash
and everything that was left.
You get that many people, some of them are going to
Yeah.
Toss it out the window.
Yeah, they say if you don't have a portalette by now, you won't have one because they've been taken up.
Somebody said in the meeting, said this could either be the Super Bowl or it could be Woodstock.
I'm voting that too.
But,
I'm thinking.
But what I'm getting at is, it's my opinion that we should close the county offices that day because it's going to be impossible to even get here or to get here to get home that day. Nothing's going to get done. Nobody can travel here. It's going to be gridlocked. The roads are going to be bumper to bumper. It's going to be a total, I hope not a catastrophe. It's going to be a total gridlock anyway.
Well, it's expected to be to start before the 8th.
Yeah.
People will start coming
Thursday.
Before the 8th.
8th on a Monday.
8th on a Monday. And people are going to come for the weekend.
Yep.
Right. And stay a few days after in order to avoid the traffic.
Yeah.
And I have been I was told yesterday by the tourist commission that all of the Airbnbs and hotels are booked.
Yep.
And they have reserved some of our campgrounds. Some countries have come in and reserved the entire campground to fly in to be here because Brown County and Monroe County, Brumitz Creek is considered the hot spot. So we're taking in a lot. They are, just so everyone knows, EMA is putting a lot out forward of this try to somewhat control the crowds as far as different entities on what they're doing with all of that. They're also looking into what will it take to have ambulances and responders. And they are saying that if any of us are off of work and would want to participate, that there is that we could work or we could volunteer for them because they are going to need their all hands on deck.
And they will train.
And yeah.
I'd like to add,
yeah, go ahead.
I've been dealing with this for almost a year. This is a really big deal. CDD come in here and asked that we rename Brown County for one day, Eclipse County, because I don't believe we ever passed that. And if the audience has some comments, I'd like to hear from the audience, and I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
I don't think we're prepared to take any comments from the audience on this issue at this time. I think what we need to do is make a decision, since it's the commissioner's decision. We are either going to close the county offices that day, or we won't.
Okay. Then I make a motion to close the offices.
Okay.
April 8th?
Yeah. Motion, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. I've been advised that a number of people think that's a wise decision, including people from the state level. That's going to happen a lot of other places. So, any discussion about that? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I don't have anything else, unless there's anything under other business that either...
I'd like to bring up one little thing.
Okay.
We approved the change order, and they have been paid. Okay? For Building Associates, it's just $211.29 for door hardware, but they're asking that they get at least two commissioner signatures on it. Okay. I'd like to go ahead and sign it and have one of you sign it also.
Okay.
And then we can send it to DLC.
Yeah.
Does that sound reasonable? Yep. I make a motion to do that.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor? Aye. Okay.
Is that it? Have legal? Anything from our other legal person up there?
Still muted.
Haven't heard from her.
You'll sign it. Thank you, sir. Anything else?
I have a question.
Sherry Mitchell has a question. Do you recognize her?
No. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second? I'll make a motion to adjourn. I'll second the motion to adjourn. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye. Aye. All opposed?
I'd like to hear what you have to say.